Gordy Woods knew something was different when terns and seagulls started hanging out in some ponds near Yakutat.
I thought to myself, I've never seen birds in those ponds. And it came to me in years past when they landed in there, they got their little webbed feet bitten. And now they are not getting bitten. And so they are using those ponds to for wash tubs, you know, that sort of thing.
The Fish and Game commercial biologist knew the ponds had been home to northern pike for more than 40 years, and he knew that pike were voracious eaters, devouring other fish in the lakes. The pike were put in the ponds by people who thought they'd be fun to catch, but that was in a time when officials took a different approach to sport fishing.
In the 1960s, nobody was thinking in terms of invasive species. But when you go around putting northern pike into ponds that had the potential to have salmon in them, then what you were doing was, in fact, introducing an invasive species.
Fish and Game spent a fair amount of time considering the options. They decided to use a chemical called rotenone that's routinely applied to kill exotic fish so local species can regain their natural habitat. Yakutat sport fisheries biologist Brian Marston ran the eradication effort.
Rotenone inhibits oxygen transfer in oxygen-breathing animals with gills. So the oxygen is deprived from the animal intracellularly. It doesn't take oxygen out of the water. What it does, it just inhibits anything that has gills from getting oxygen, so they asphyxiate themselves.
The chemical was applied to the dozen or so ponds last winter and spring. So far, Marston says he's seen no indication any pike survived, and he's even watched some coho salmon returning to the waterways. Meanwhile, people in Yakutat can still fish for pike. There's a natural, non-invasive population in a larger lake system about 20 miles out of town.
The theory is, anyway, the pike were left from prior to the last ice age, so that the pike may have been more widespread prior to the last ice age, and those were just left because there was a little bit of available habitat.
Similar populations of pike can be found farther north. The natural population is an important sport and subsistence fish north of the Alaska Range, and there's invasive populations in part of south central Alaska that have decimated juvenile salmon, trout, and other naturally occurring fish. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.